You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whanau e whakarongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi. Poho, you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We've got Louisa Nicklin in the studio. Morena, Louisa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You've got a great New Zealand music t-shirt on today. Who have you picked?
Mystery Waitress. That album. That first song.
Very cool.
First line. Great.
It's a really nice record. They're down in Wellington, is that right?
Yeah, I've never seen them play, but seems cool.
Yeah, they're on my bucket list of bands I would like to come to Auckland at some point.
Hard out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
If anyone's wondering why we're talking about t-shirts, it is New Zealand Music T-shirt Day today for Music Helps, so you can wear your favourite New Zealand Music t-shirt. Zoe's got her Beth's t-shirt on, I've got my Van Studden and Boom t-shirt on, and you can also text through to 2448, and that is $3 towards Music Helps as well. You just put the word music in your text. But that is not what we're actually here to talk about. We're here to talk about your wonderful debut self-titled record, Louisa. Congratulations, it just came out on Tuesday.
Thanks, yeah, it's super exciting.
How's the week been in the sort of wake of it?
Kind of busy, but good. Good to get it out there, but still like lots of just like sending emails and things.
Doing the admin.
Doing music admin. But it's been really cool. It's been really fun to like actually have people listen to it when it's just been something that only me and a few other people have been able to hear for a while.
So yeah.
It's sick.
It's also, I mean, like Tuesday was kind of a big release day for you because you put out a really cool music video for one of your tracks, which you created with Ezra Simons and Gussie Larkin. Tell us a little bit about that process because it's an awesome, awesome visual.
Yeah, they did like such a good job. It was so sick. I did not expect that. It was pretty fun. Got to do lots of outfit changes. It was cool. And we went out to Bethel's and went on the dunes, classic music video spot.
Yes.
And it was really cold. And I was wearing that dress that is very sheer and cold as. Felt like a superstar when like Rose would come over with the jacket in between shots and quickly give it to me.
And then make you hold a cup of tea. And, like...
Yeah, like it was super windy. But it was really fun. It was, they're awesome to work with, and they are like, I think, they just do such amazing videos.
It's so like visually stunning. If people haven't watched it, it's all in black and white. And is it shot on 16mm film? Is that right?
Yeah, you got to send it to Australia to be developed.
Whoa.
Oh, what was it?
That is baller as. And you've got this kind of like incredible shot where you're standing on like a rotating plinth.
Yeah, that was fun.
And there's this kind of big sun spinning behind you as well.
Yeah.
Did you talk to Gussie and Ezra about like the vibe you were trying to go for, or did they just kind of listen to Moving Slow and go, this is what the world of this song should be like?
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to give all creative control to them because it's kind of like, I don't know, with the album, there's just so many creative things you have to think about, and it's actually really nice to just be like, hey, you're smart people, you'll be able to do something cool.
Totally,
And it's fun to come up with stuff, like with the other videos I've had, they've both been like more my concepts and stuff, and it's been really fun to come up with that stuff. But it is nice to let go of the creative control a bit.
There will be times, the video for that is also awesome, and not good to watch if you have like a horror phobia about getting hair in your mouth or something.
Yeah, my friend was watching it when she was eating porridge and just how sick ass.
Absolutely can't do that for long.
Yeah.
But it's kind of awesome. You've been putting out all these tracks, you've been releasing all these videos, and now the actual album is out in the world. And you recorded this at Roundhead. How was that process?
It was very cool. There's a lot of chandeliers from old mate Sharon Delia.
Nice.
It was really cool. Working with Stephen Marr was awesome. I'm really keen to work with him again if he'll work with me. But and he's playing in our band for the Auckland show and the Lee show.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Yeah, it like became a friendship as well.
That's really nice. And did you get to use any of the like cool bits of tech that they've got there, the old school, you know, fantastic stuff that they have?
I mean, there was the Neve, the mixing desk of like The Who and all that.
Super classic.
Yep, very cool. I guess just like old school 70s amps and things like that, a sick ass organ with a big Leslie speaker.
Awesome.
But we didn't really delve too much into the gear. I guess we did, because we're using gear, but not like in the way of being
look
at all these amazing synths, let's like use them all and stuff like that. Because we're keen to keep it sort of organic and
synth
whatever.
Pop record can be the follow-up.
Yeah, that's my next one, synth pop.
Well, let's have a listen to some songs, because you are going to play a couple for us, and then we'll talk a wee bit about your tour, which you're embarking on very soon.
Cool.
What tracks are you going to be performing for us today, Louisa?
I was going to do Slicing Through and Water Around Her.
Awesome. Well, take it away whenever you're ready.
Okay, I will. Sweet. This one's a bit different on the album. It's a bit more like searing organ, rocky. It's not like that now. There's no organ here. Your body and mine, it's being cut from the inside. My stomach and yours slicing through, thinking of you. Mark myself with you.
Louisa, that was awesome. That was fantastic. So that track was Slicing Through, is that right?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of cool to play it like that because it's sort of how it was written. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I really like the recorded version, but playing it on a little guitar with cruddy sort of dead strings is fun, you know what I mean? That's how it came to be. So.
Exactly. Oh, it sounded fantastic. We should tell everyone about your tour before you play us another tune. What's the deal? Where are you going? You seem to be going everywhere around the whole country pretty much.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're playing at Flying Out, so you can come to that for free, find out if it's your jam, if you actually want to buy tickets to any other shows. You
That's
know?
Also all ages as well. So.
It is all ages. There'll be t-shirts. There'll Excellent. Be vinyl. I'll be there.
Playing some songs.
Playing some songs, so will the band. And it will be fun, I reckon. And then we're going to go to Dunedin and Christchurch in a few weeks. I cannot remember the dates. Very bad. And we're announcing the supports for those next week. So,
awesome.
Yeah, some cool people playing. And we'll be in Tauranga, Lee, Whanganui, Wellington, Napier, Auckland.
Awesome.
And there'll be big old, big band shows for Auckland and Lee. So we've got the classic three of us plus... J.Y. Lee, Jasmine Barmer from Being, and Stephen Ma, who
Fantastic.
Recorded it.
That really will be big band energy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really sick.
We'll give people, I guess, more dates around that on the other side of this track.
Cool.
But is Under the Radar the best place to go to get those tickets?
Or actually, Banished Music.
Banished Music. Nice.
I think they use a thing called Ticket Teller.
Excellent. Yeah. What's the next song you're going to play for us, Louisa?
This is Water Around Her, the one with the screaming as sax solo that was a single hanging around for a bit. There's no screaming as sax solo.
Are you going to do it with your voice?
Yeah, I was just going to scream.
All right, we'll take it away when you're ready.
Cool.
Thank you.
we thought it would have been him. She slipped down to her end, where he found her, his friend. Healthy and bold, lovely and cold, needed to warm her soul. She slipped down to her end. He found her, his friend. It became pointless for him, depressed in bed. Why learn to walk again? Lungs filled, air chilled, water around her. Lungs filled, air chilled. She slipped down to her end. He found her, his friend.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.